whatever craziness you're trying to flow.
Making LSD.
Right.
You know, there's sort of a funny, the fact that, in that humor, the fact that the guy who sort of embraces drug use, there's a kind of PC thing, obviously, he's drugs, he's the best, but like the fact that the crazy guy who's in a mental institution, is
responsible for administering LSD.
Yeah, he celebrates it. There's something kind of, wonderful, especially because he's nuts, and it sort of lets you do something that would, not be considered, acceptable, and yet, that sort of thing.
Morning will have its greatest use of CPD
the conspiracies that we discussed. Some of my favorite things.
That wasn't a conspiracy.
No, it's not. No, I haven't
started. And a lot of what ended up, there's a lot of conversations about that.
This identifies personnel with my stability.
Damn,
what
are you talking about?
And then I think think as we started talking more and more about it, it felt like it needed something else to ground it, an access point for the audience.
Well, I remember, you know, there were so many iterations of kind of what we wanted to do.
Yeah, many.
This whole thing, you know, categories, but I remember, you know, when I first, and I sort of, I'm kind of switching over, I thought, you know, I knew I was going to get some vague ideas, but it was something that it was really one of those I discussed with things where
if you manage a team,
it would be so much more fun to do it with you guys. And so when I called you, I was like, yeah, please do the show with me. Come on, this would be awesome. And when we started talking about, well, what would we want to do? What would the show be? And,
I think it's time for some intracranial penetration.
Feel a little sting when the needle penetrates.
Not remotely.
More when you need them.
Why?
Those words. I'm sure I've heard
them
before.
Try and keep it as brief as possible.
I remember that it was Christina. She was a patient.
Hold very still.
No.
I know it.
She was a full-time patient. Been there since she was a child. She was a strange one. Whenever anything, any kind of a show was laid on, she became scared. She'd run away and hide.
Help! Just a little more fun.
And obviously, this is also taking calls.
Hello,
we're going to go into this for a second. This crazy.
You won't get no help.
Don't try to ride on my horse. You're rather common, of course, anyway. Don't want you out in my world. Just you be my backstreet girl. Please don't you call me at home. Please don't come knocking at night. Please never ring on the phone. Your manners are never quite right. Please take the favors I grant. Curtsy and look nonchalant just for me. Don't want you part of my world. Just you be my backstreet girl. Just you be my backstreet girl.
On to position 3. Castle.
Today I've got an extra awesome game to share with you.
Rook to 5.
That's great. But have you heard of something called Hero Wars?
Knight to Rook 2. Queen to Bishop 2.
Temperature is 17 degrees.
Later.
Control, please insert passive. Beginning scan. Warning. Implant detected. Scanning dyslexia prosthesis implant. Government approved. Warning. Detected synaptic seepage. Neural failure within 24 hours. Seek medical attention immediately. Welcome.
Vorrei essere armonia, vento che gonfia la bandiera, accarezzare le montagne, per riportarti qui, per respirare, solo respirare, e dimenticare, e non pensare più. Solo respirare e dimenticare e non pensare.
say that she's angry. Constructs and unable to say. She's unaware of her own nature, a tool created by her own source. And that purpose begins with the visual identification of her prey, so it makes sense that the opening scene focuses on her eyes. The opening score features rapid, unrelenting tremolos, which are akin to the inner workings of the muscles. There's a dense pressure to the sound, which returns in scenes where alien nature is center stage. For example, when we discover what happens to Elizabeth, or when she's chased by one of her own. And this pressure extends to Laurel herself, crushingly emphasizing that there is no room for questions. She is a construct of a being, and the soundtrack reminds her of this, turning antagonistic as the role progresses. If there's one song you remember from the film, it's probably this one. Its rhythmic, distorted drums and unpredictable strings are resoundingly unsettling, each gritty note expressing otherness and trepidation. The song conveys the inevitability and consistency of Laurel's seductions. And the effect for the audience is that, despite the graphic nudity, these scenes aren't sexual in nature, but instead disturbing. The hypnotic walk and detached stare invoke a primal sense of fear above all else, perhaps due to their performative falseness, echoed in how the song is constructed. It's interesting that a version of this song also plays during one of the scenes, which takes place at the beach. Laura passively witnesses a terrifying drowning and a failed rescue. This is the first moment in the film where Laura has empathy to hear from the swimmer, but she isn't equipped to process it, and so her violent reaction seems nonsensical, which is where the song begins. Laura kills the swimmer, but it's unclear why. Is she behaving in accordance with her programming, or perhaps trying to help her? Body across the beach, and for that matter, why do you need it at all? Her jarring apathy for the abandoned baby shows how far detached she is from the human experience, and her actions communicate curiosity, or at the very least, an interest. The creeping, seductive soundtrack supports this notion, only this time it's and with time, Laura begins to experience more of the depth of human behavior. At first, foreign and overwhelming, like the nightmare, which is a complete sense of overwhelming. Even her stalking becomes intercut with more candid observing, for example, focusing not just on men, but women.
Threshold of space. Stayed airborne for 17 seconds. The X-15 is one quarter the length of the Wright brothers' first flight. The working prelude to man's eventual controlled flight into the solar system.
Urge you to listen to these instructions carefully and to follow them just as you are told.
Hello. practice. And the thing that happens is I get addicted to that dopamine drug. I get addicted to the fact that people are liking this fantasy. And dopamine is the same chemical that's responsible for people getting addicted to drugs.
Thank you. I'm Babs Bendix. This has been Hi-Fi Living.
Then all of a sudden, failure doesn't become failure.
Hello. Oh, you pull the power production. They're both broke. On the trouble. On the bubble. He was in a jam.
Of the X-15 tucked under the starboard wing protectively.
Struggles with, shall we say, subconscious desires to join our forces. But
mine is not free.
Exactly.
Please look at me. I am your friend. Remember. And think and remember. I am your friend. Red is green and green is red. The east sunrise is cold and red is dead. Red is green and green is red.
That's right. I don't know. what the concept of anti-music will, what changes will be wrought due to the fact that we've been playing together every night practically since the last summer, and have intrinsically grown in a stylish sense to include a little more anti-music ventures, and to encompass the righteousness of bestowing some, some nascent notes on the ears of whoever's foolhardy enough to bear with us. Well, I just checked the sound level, make sure it's picking up. This engine's kind of noisy, and I'm riding around with the top down. The air whipping by these microphones. I thought perhaps render this very important message inaudible. But luckily for you, such is not the case. And you'll have to bear under the brunt my every word. Like it or not. Most people around here, my mate included, disavow any knowledge of having participated in being in the proximity of either Jane or myself during one of our ubiquitous rant modes. And I'm telling you, Doug, the trances are coming easier now. Slipping into that. Guy pulling up. A TNT semi is pulling up next to me. Likely is not drowning out this message. Can I get a scream? About the combined unmuffled band.
What's my hand?
Illegal Harley Davidson and the semis whipping past me on either side. That's right. Arkansas has an interstate. You probably didn't know that. The only road into Arkansas up until the early 70s, and which was very frequently closed off, has now been faithfully retired and replaced by the sprawling interstate system, which the Department of Defense. Unbeknownst to the vast majority of American this network was envisioned, built by the DOD of the USA, in order that troops may be hauled all the quicker from coast to coast in response to the impending invasion by our myriad enemies. But all that's neither here nor there. Fit tomorrow, yeah!
Thank you.
What I say, fit tomorrow, yeah. You didn't have to tell me. I mean, Vic Morrow was my idol from that portentous moment when he raised that little boy to receive the blessed decapitation and the glorious, yes, the glorious faded duty and that neo-faded glory causing him to be rendered headless for the salvation of you and me. Oh, no more ignoble fate than I imagined. He followed a little boy, a little, what was it, a Thai immigrant, a Cambodian immigrant. He gave his head so that we may live, yea, verily, and thus he encompassed and envisioned and visualized that mighty time of me. Oh,
hey, Doug.
Well, here's the promised tape. I tell you, how's this for cheapness on this tape? Old Doug Smith hadn't got a thing on me. Uses short cheap tapes. I reuse it. Come on, let's warm up. Little British sports cars just don't warm up. Fuck. They're fun to drive, but they're bitched work. Expensive parts. I'll pull up next to the fire department right now. But anyway, I'm on my way to Skaggs Albertson, which is a fucked up chain store for pinks. Buy some cheap tape in order to do a real thing on, as opposed to this short message. Janer hasn't gotten over here yet. He's late as usual, and I'm going to have to back up to trip the light change. Ah.